No federal appointee has as much control over Alaska as the Secretary of the Interior, the person in charge of all national parks and preserves, BLM land, and federal refuges. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Interior Secretary is Congressman Ryan Zinke, a Republican from Montana. Alaska's congressional delegation likes a lot of what he stands for. There's just one big exception. APRN's Liz Ruskin explains.
Zinke, a Republican, believes federal land should remain in federal ownership. In his reelection campaign this summer, he and his opponent accused each other of being weak on public lands. Zinke told Montana Public Radio the charge against him was baseless.
I have always been a strong supporter of public lands and have voted against the transfer or sale of public land.
That's heresy to many Alaskans, particularly Republicans. They say the federal government, owner of 60% of the state, has too much control over Alaska. Senior Senator Lisa Murkowski made a video in front of a map showing Alaska's public lands to argue the feds are locking up Alaska.
The federal government is now blocking development on our most resource-rich lands and waters. And that's depriving Alaskans of our ability to produce energy, minerals, timber.
Among the three Alaskans in Congress, they've sponsored dozens of bills to sell or transfer federal land, from city lots in Anchorage to vast parts of Southeast and bits of the Arctic. Zinke hasn't always been a fan. When Alaska Congressman Don Young sponsored a bill to transfer 2 million acres of national forest to the states, Zinke was the only Republican no vote in the Resources Committee. Last year, Zinke voted against the Republican budget because of a Senate amendment in favor of federal land transfers. That amendment was Murkowski's. At the Republican National Convention this summer, Zinke resigned from his state's delegation over a plank in the party platform calling for federal land conveyance. That plank was sponsored by Alaska delegate Judy Elledge. She says she didn't understand Zinke's reaction.
We were all very shocked, being that he's from a western state, and most of western states, they very much want the some of the federal lands returned.
But renowned Montana hunter Randy Newberg says Alaskans shouldn't mistake Zinke for someone who wants to see federal lands locked up.
Fresh Tracks is not about the kill. Fresh Tracks is about the hunt.
Newberg hosts a series about hunting on the Sportsman's Channel. Through national hunting groups he's part of, Newberg says he helped promote Zinke for Interior Secretary, largely because of his position that federal lands should remain federal.
I hope that the Alaska listener understands why this issue has such a different dynamic to it in the lower 48 than what it does in Alaska.
Newberg is no stranger to Alaskan attitudes about the feds. His grandparents lived in Haines, and he's filmed 6 episodes of his hunting show in Alaska.
I've got 3 uncles, their family still living in Haines, and so I hunt there a lot, and I'm always perplexed by how much influence the federal government has in Alaska as far as game management, whereas that's not the case in the other 49 states.
He says in Montana, the big fear is that land conveyed to the state will be sold. And there, it's private ownership that tends to lock up land.
In the lower 48, federal control preserves hunting and fishing access. Even with all of its warts and bumps and other problems, no one's going to advocate that federal land management today is the textbook of how you do it. But if you like to hunt and fish, you would way rather have these lands in federal control than you would with the state land boards.
Newberg says, though, that if Zinke is confirmed as Interior Secretary, he would likely be sympathetic to complaints the feds are managing Alaska with a heavy hand. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.